Reading Tikkuni Zohar in the month of Elul. There is a known custom amongst some segments of Jewry to be meticulous to read Zohar throughout the month of Elul until Yom Kippur. We will discuss the sources and the reasons behind this custom, and whether or not this custom is relevant or should be adapted and followed likewise by Chabad Chassidim. So the Sefer Kisei Melech in Hakdama 1, which is a Sefer of Kabbalah written by the famous Moroccan Kabbalist Reb Shalom Buzaglo, also the author of Mikdash Melech, lived in the 1700s. There he writes that in the month of Elul, one is to read or study the Tikkuni Zohar for each of the 40 days between Rosh Chodesh Elul until Yom Kippur. Meaning that one begins reading it on Rosh Chodesh Elul and completes it by Yom Kippur. This custom is likewise recorded in Mishnas Chassidim, or Tzadikim in the Chidon, Meir Be'etzba 248, the Kafachayim, Ktzei Amate, and other Svarim. In fact, some prints of Tikkuni Zohar have already the days distributed, and they therefore have the sections that you should read each day throughout Elul until Yom Kippur, so you finish it by the time Yom Kippur is reached. The Svarim emphasize that this minhag is specifically regarding Tikkuni Zohar, and not the regular Zohar, as the Sefarim of the Tikkuni Zohar has a special mile advantage to it even over the regular Zohar. And that advantage is regarding its Kedusha, that the words of the Tikkuni Zohar are very, very holy and help elevate the soul of the person who reads them and is like a medicine to their neshama. And therefore, the Sefarim emphasize that even if you don't understand anything that you're reading, it sounds like a different language, it's an Aramaic after all. Nonetheless, just like medicine works, even if you don't know, have a clue what's inside the Advil and how it was made and why it stops your headache, but it works. Understanding is irrelevant. So too it is with the reading of the Tikkuni Zohar, that its very high level of Kedusha has an effect on the Neshama. The Ktzei Amata writes that this custom of reading Tikkuni Zohar throughout Elul until Yom Kippur was followed in communities in Eretz Yisrael and Poland. And now let us address regarding the Chabad custom. So many people think that while Chabad, of course, emphasizes the learning and study of Chassidus, we don't really study Zohar, and certainly don't really make an inyan of reading Zohar if you don't understand it. Now, while this may be the feeling that some have, the recorded statements of Rabbi Seder Nisienu point otherwise. Quoted in Sefer Asichus 5690, Tafresh Sadik, that the Rebbe Rayatz had a set Seder in learning Zohar. And in the Kuti Diburim, the Rebbe Rayatz describes that in Lubavitch in the month of Elul, when you would enter into Shul, there were people there already very early. Some were saying Tehillim, some were davening, and some were reading Tikkuni Zohar. So we see that in Lubavitch it was practiced like the above custom from the Kisei Melech to read Tikkuni Zohar. The Rebbe addresses this point in a Sicha printed in Teres Menachem, volume 34, page 303, in which he states, start quote, free translation. I searched in various areas to see if this custom has become accepted amongst Hasidei Chabad to say Tikkuni Zohar and Elul, and I have found no proof for either position until I found the above Sicha of the Rebbe Rayatz published in the Kutei Diburim. From that Sicha, it is evident that the custom of learning Tikkuni Zohar became accepted also in Lubavitch. This, however, does not mean that each person is required to learn or at least read Tikkuni Zohar, but that simply it is an accepted custom amongst Hasidei Chabad to do so. End quote. And thus, from here, we clearly see that the custom of reading Tikkuni Zohar, even if you don't understand it, is an old custom amongst Jewry and was likewise followed amongst some Chassidim in Lubavitch. And therefore, anyone who feels like adapting to this custom and starting this custom, they should not feel that they're doing something foreign to the minhagei Rabbi Seder Nisienu. It is perfectly acceptable, and for some, perhaps even encouraged, as a way to be able to purify the soul from its impurities, similar to a medicine. A simple way of doing the Seder of Tikkuni Zohar is to have the Sefer with you by davening, and after davening to read one or two pages in a way that you'll have it complete by the time that Yom Kippur arrives.
Thank you for listening to ShulchanOrucharav.com. Our free services of making Torah knowledge available to the public depends on donors like you. Please help us continue our work through making even a small contribution at ShulchanOrucharav.com under the Daily Halacha Dedication section or in the subscription page. Also, check out our online courses and many Sepharim available for purchase that will both enhance your Torah knowledge and help support our work.